The following program is pre-recorded.
Welcome to the world of the strange, the mystical, and the unknown. Jerry Pippin's Parazone.
Hello, everyone. Kenny Kingston is well known as a celebrity psychic. He says he goes to the other side all the time and talks to dead celebrities. He has a new book out called The Moment. So let's bring on Kenny Kingston. He's on the line from his home in Studio City, California. It's always a great treat to have Kenny on, and we cannot urge you to read this book enough. It's a little different departure for Kenny, but we'll talk about it. Let's welcome him to the show. Kenny, good to have you on again.
Thank you, sweet spirit.
Kenny, I just mentioned your book at the top of the show, but before we get to that,
yes.
In the last month or so, we've had Elizabeth Taylor pass away, and I want to talk to you about her for a minute.
Isn't that interesting? That's the very first thing I was going to
talk to you about. Didn't you actually meet Elizabeth Taylor or actually do something with her? I mean, give her some suggestions or something? Seems like I read that somewhere.
No, I'll tell you. Let me explain that to you. Early in the afternoon, I had an appointment with my doctor at Cedars of Lebanon. As we pulled up and the valet took the car, it was just a mass with press. Unbelievable. And I hadn't heard yet that she passed over. He said, oh, haven't you heard Elizabeth Taylor passed away? And the interesting thing about Elizabeth Taylor is that during her marriage to Richard Burton, and after he passed away, she knew I was a medium, and the Inquirer, the Star, the Globe, every one of the tabloids were carrying stories that Elizabeth Taylor was coming to me for private consultations to bring back Richard. And that was not true. I have never, ever met Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, really?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, I remember that Globe article, many articles, actually. I mean, you were seeing Elizabeth every hour. She was coming to you every hour on the hour.
Well, that I wish it were true, but Marilyn Monroe was, but not Elizabeth Taylor.
I've always understood that you and Marilyn visited after her death, as well as before.
With Marilyn, is I had the big house in San Francisco. And Clifton Webb, remember Clifton?
Clifton Webb, of course, cheaper by the dozen.
He was my best friend, and he made an appointment, and he called me, and he said, I have someone that really wants to come to see you. She just married Joe DiMaggio. Well, of course, that was Marilyn. So we made an appointment that night, or one night, I don't know when it was, but for 9 o'clock. And she was to be my last reading. And 9 o'clock came, 9:10, 9:15, etc., and no Marilyn. And my houseboy said, I think we should turn out the lights. I said, no, leave them on. She'll come eventually because she's got something on her mind that she wants to talk about. So about 9:20, the doorbell rang. And I opened the door, and there she stood, dressed in the coat and the babushka that she had in the photographs with her wedding to Joe. And she said, I apologize. She came in, and I invited her into the library for a drink or something. I mean, a soft drink, because we don't have alcohol when we're contacting spirit. So she said she was so sorry, but it had broken the morning paper that she had just started psychiatric help. And listen to this. And she said, I didn't want your reputation spoiled. Now, that was the true Marilyn Monroe.
Kenny, I had not realized you lived in San Francisco for a while.
Oh, for many, many years.
Well, I lived up there for a couple of years, too.
It's one of the best cities in the world.
I want to talk to you about this book, The Moment. It's a very intriguing idea, a great little hook. In everyone's life, there is a moment that is life-changing, that changes the direction of your life, and you least expect it, usually. Great idea for a book.
Yes. It changes their life forever.
Well, you know, Kenny, I think that's true. But let's get right to it. How about yourself? Have you ever had a life-changing moment? Or did you have one?
Absolutely. The moment that I entered the Army, it changed my life forever. Totally, completely forever.
And what happened in the Army, Kenny? Where were we stationed?
Well, I was stationed in Venice, Italy, believe it or not. What happened was that as we arrived in Italy, we were put into various trains, etc., and we ended up in Gorizia, which was the main headquarters for the 88th Infantry, and we were assigned hotels, which was surprising because everybody naturally were living in bunks and what have you. So it was a gorgeous, gorgeous. Have you been to the Lido?
No, unfortunately I haven't, but I've seen pictures of it. Beautiful.
You must go because it's probably one of the most romantic places in the world. Anyway, we had a two-star general who was very staunch, and some very, very intelligent men with tremendous credentials waiting to teach. The school was going to run 8 weeks, and from the 8 weeks, the men attending, some would be commissioned and some wouldn't because we lost so many men during the war. Some would be commissioned, some wouldn't. And we had to go before the general, and he chose. And trust me, they were men with unbelievable degrees. So many you can't believe. And they would go before him and salute, and he would return, and what is your credentials? They would tell him, master's degree. He would say, fall out, not sufficient. So when I got to him, I didn't lie. So help me, I did not lie. I said to him, he said, what are your credentials for public speaking, military courtesy, etc.? And I said, sir, I appeared in 5 Broadway plays. Well, I did, but not on Broadway. In the plays on the road.
Right, a matter of semantics.
Exactly. And he said, excellent, excellent. So there I was, and I taught for a number of months and stayed on the Lido. And when the school closed, the major and I became very close friends, and he wanted me to stay on in special services because Dan Daly and I were friends, and Dan was special services officer, and I became, in charge of entertainment. So we had, I just can't tell you.
So that's how you got involved in Hollywood and all this big-time entertainment stuff, huh?
Yes, yes. And I loved every single moment. Every single moment, I can't tell you. We went to Paris so many times where I met Josephine Baker and Edith Piaf and became their psychic, because we spent a lot of time in the Montmartre, going up to the big cathedral, Sacre Coeur. So we met them, and I became Josephine's psychic. As a matter of fact, Paris was over here with their entire entourage to do a complete layout, because among things that Marilyn had given me in the den is a table and 4 chairs that she gave me in San Francisco as a gift while she was married to Joe.
Kenny, when you get things like that that Marilyn gave you, objects, pieces of furniture, whatever, Does that help you as a medium to contact people on the other side?
No question. I mean, the great and the near great of the world who have been here just to sit around that table and feel Maryland, you know, or try to get messages, not necessarily from Maryland, but it's just a soothing operation.
So you have contacted Marilyn Monroe on the other side?
Oh, many times. Many.
Yeah, we talked about that at one time.
Did we?
Yeah. No doubt about it.
Many, many times. Now that they've got the two films started, Naomi Watts is playing her and Michelle Williams. So there's two, and the press have called me a few times to ask me if it's going to be a contender for the Oscar, and I definitely think at this moment it will be.
Being a celebrity psychic, you used to, Kenny, do the Oscar predictions every year. Do you still do that?
Oh, yes, every year. In fact, I think I got more publicity than any psychic when I predicted that Barbra Streisand wouldn't win and she wouldn't lose the Oscar. And, of course, it was a tie.
Kenny, I'm sure you got a lot of press on that. You're a master showman. A good play on words.
Yes, it was wonderful. And who gave me the information, believe it or not, who lived not too far away from here, was Fanny Bryce. And after she'd passed away, she got in the car, and she was the one who said, she won't win, and she won't lose. And, of course, there was a tie between she and Katharine Hepburn.
Now, you talk to people on the other side on a regular basis, Kenny, and most of them are pretty famous.
Well, that just so happens, you know. You get that reputation sometimes, and my thanks to so many of them that come regularly for readings and gives me a chance to write books about them. And I love this particular book, and I'm starting another book called I Knew Them All from A to Z, and it'll go from Muhammad Ali to Zsa Zsa.
I can hardly wait till that book comes out, Kenny. Sounds fantastic. Now, on this book, for the moment, you say something very interesting in your book. You say it's important to recognize the moment.
Absolutely. Jerry, I can't begin to tell you how important it is. And people bypass it sometimes and don't realize that that very moment changes their life forever.
So that's why you put the tips in there. You have some tips on how to recognize the special moment.
Sure. But I think there's a lot of celebrities, as you know, in the book with their moment. But I think the one that intrigued me the most and caused me to write the book was Helen Gurley Brown. What happened was that she was married to David Brown, who later became a world-famous movie producer. But she was working, writing in some advertising agency, and they fired her. And every night at 5 o'clock, she would cross the street and go into Central Park. They were living in New York, and meet David. And this one particular night, she was crying. And he said, "Sweetheart, why are you crying?" She said, "I've just been fired." He said, "Well, so what? You're a brilliant writer. You can still write." She said, "I know, but, you know, it's just terrible. I'm fired." He said, "Let me ask you a question I've never asked you before we married or after. Have you had a love affair before marriage to people?" She said, "Yes." He said, "Well, why not write the book called Sex and the Single Girl?" She did, and she became editor of Cosmopolitan, and today Helen is editor of 50 or more Cosmopolitans around the world. So you see, the firing was the very best thing that could have happened.
You know, Kenny, a lot of us can identify with that. I mean, it's happened to a lot of us. You know, you have a career, you get fired or whatever, and all of a sudden you got something else going, something you enjoy much more.
Absolutely. there's no mistakes. There's no mistakes. You know, also, when people come to me for private readings, I always say that you're negative. Why are you negative? I don't know, but I'm just very, very negative. Well, just say, that's a negative spirit that's come in. Good spirits are there, and you should be kind and gentle to the wonderful spirits that come in. Maybe they're friends or relatives, but the most important thing, Jerry, is that we become depressed sometimes, and we don't know why. We don't know why. So simply, say if you're a negative spirit, get out. You're not welcome. And you'd be surprised.
So it's kind of like cast out the demons, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's a simple way to do it. And, you know, what I'd like is people who have, you know, problems of healing and they can't find the right doctor or this thing or that thing, they should visit my Facebook page. Go to www.kennykingston.org and there's a basket. Drop your name in, and if you want, what your problem is at the moment. And I swear to you, so many times I have a group of people who do healing, and you can feel so, so much better. But, you know, the moment is something that I look forward to my next book. Of course I do, but the moment, it's about overcoming fear.
Yeah, Please. In your book you cover the Michelle Lee story. Michelle Lee.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, she was only given 2 weeks for all the songs and the dances and what have you for a Broadway opening, can you imagine? And she just had to overcome them.
Kenny, do you still do readings? I mean, I guess you do.
Absolutely, of course. Not in person anymore, I'm sorry. I only do readings now on the telephone.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. You still do some on the phone. I mean, do you have any openings? That's what I'm asking.
Clients that I've had for many, many, many years. For readings?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I have openings, but I really don't want to take any new people right now. I'm going to do several book signings in California very shortly. And, you know, incidentally, this is the worst time to write a book because, as my agent said, every bookstore is closing. They're having so many financial problems that they're just closing. But however, if anybody wants the book, Jerry, they can get it, and it's available at Amazon.com. Amazon.com.
Now, we have a link to Amazon.
Oh, good.
Also on our webpage, you have a link to your website. KennyKingston.org. You have an interesting story in there about Phyllis Diller, one of my favorite people in the world. I've met her several times. Incredible lady. Very talented. Very dedicated, even at this time of her life.
Absolutely. And, you know, if Bob Hope hadn't been in the audience, she never would be the star she is. And she has lives in a mansion in Brentwood, and she has 100 paintings of hers. 100 paintings.
Yeah, Phyllis is quite the artist. Very talented.
Oh, yes, and she has them all there, and they're all they're all priced. They go from, I don't know, a couple of $100 to thousands, but we were there for dinner not too long ago, and she's a delight.
In that book, you write that Phyllis thought she bombed that night, the night that Bob Hope discovered her.
Exactly.
You know, I used to do stand-up comedy, and you can't be objective, really. Sometimes you think you're a hit. Sometimes you think you bomb, and you didn't. And sometimes you bomb, and you think you're a hit. I mean, it's crazy.
Exactly.
Kenny, earlier in the interview, you mentioned you went to the hospital. How are you feeling?
Oh, yeah, I go to the hospital, I'm all right. I'm jolly good,
great.
Really.
I mean, you're quite an asset, and we don't want to have to go over and do these interviews with you on the other side. We like you here.
Oh, no, no. Now, I don't think I'll go to the other side for a while.
Good.
But I've got a lot of friends over there, so, you know, but I'd like to stay here for a while.
And, Kenny, what do your friends tell you is happening over there on the other side?
Anyway.
I mean, you talk to more dead people than anybody I know. Now I mean that as a compliment, Kenny.
I know you do, Jerry, and I do. I do.
Okay.
I absolutely do. You know, I have a saying, and it's good for people to remember instead of getting angry. Say, I've been insulted by experts, and you don't fall in that category. but I love haunted locations. I'm a medium, and people don't seem to realize.
Well, tell us the difference.
Well, a psychic tells you about your past, your present, and your future. But a medium, many times, can make contact with those on the other side. It's not a guarantee, but most of the time I've been very, very fortunate in talking with those on the other side.
Kenny, in all your years as a medium, have you had someone you wanted to contact over on the other side and you just were not able to do it? I mean, are you always successful?
Is there reasonably successful, but is there a celebrity I've tried to contact that I've been unable to?
Yeah.
Trying to think. No.
Kenny, I don't want you to give away any trade secrets here, but I mean, you're pretty successful at this. Is this a natural gift, being a medium?
Being a medium is a natural gift. Either the spirits trust you, that's the secret of it all. Either the spirits will trust you, or they won't.
Well, you do other things. You used to make motivational speaking engagements. Do you still do that?
Oh, yes, I'm doing a lot.
You're a busy man. All over radio and TV.
Well, I used to be. I used to be over radio and television. You know, I did over 50 or 60 Merv Griffin shows, and Steve Allen, Jane Meadows Allen, just called me day before yesterday. And Steve and Merv, I'll tell you something that you have to learn. You have to learn to have a sense of humor, because the first time Merv introduced me, it was very, very pleasant and very nice. The second time, after we got to know each other, surprisingly enough, on the first appearance I made, but on the second one, he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a gentleman who will royally entertain you, the world's most famous physic." He got the biggest laugh in the world, and the most important thing I realized is it got me over 50 appearances on his show, because he said it every time, and loved it. He said it and loved it every time.
You didn't think it was funny?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was funny. And the most important thing I realized is it got me over 50 appearances on his show, because he said it every time. And loved it. He said it and loved it every time.
Now, I remember some of those shows. It seemed, Kenny, that he really genuinely liked you.
Oh, we had a jolly good time. And I loved Mike Douglas and, you know, Jack Parr I loved. And I loved all those talk shows. I'd like to go back on the talk shows again, and I will, I hope. But, you know, I've been away for 10 years. I was on my infomercial for 8 or 10 years I was on the infomercial, and it was the highest grossing infomercial in the world.
Wow.
I think it made $8 million a month.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Well, I was impressed too. I had 350 psychics working all around the world. It was interesting. I would go to Paris or I would go to a different country, and there I was speaking in that language.
Kenny, in your book, The Moment, you You actually say you can control your own destiny. I mean, don't wait for the moment. You can create your
something.
Own.
Well, you can promote it. You can promote, when I said don't wait for things to happen, too many people think that somebody's going to come up and knock on your door and say, please come in, etc., etc. You've got to help yourself. The old cliche is God helps those who help themselves.
Well, you know, you hear about overnight sensations in show business all the time, but I've never met one. They all worked at it pretty hard.
Sure. Well, I tell you, I'm so pleased because when I was a little boy, my mother was a great friend of a man by the name of Father Baker, and he's just received his venerable from the Vatican. And he's passed away many, many years ago, but he has a shrine, one of the most famous shrines in the world, that he built in Lackawanna, New York. And he's very close to his sainthood.
Hmm.
And I'll see that you get an invitation to the shrine, if possible, when he becomes a saint. Now, it may take time, because the Holy Father, you know, has to check through various sources.
Kenny, I'm used to talking to you over the years about show business or about black magic or something like that. But this book, for the moment, it's full of good advice.
Oh, Valerie Porter, who is my very close friend, Valerie, I think, has done a beautiful job with the book. She's written 6 of my books.
Valerie, I only know by email and phone. I've never had a chance to meet her in person.
You will. I'll tell you something very, very interesting, though. My first book was called Sweet Spirits. And the publisher gave a tremendous sum of money to the book. And that's the first time I ever received such a huge amount from a publisher. But anyway, when it came out, I went around to the various bookstores to sign it, but would you believe it that they put it, it did not sell well at all, did not sell, because the people owning the bookstores or managing the bookstores put the book in the wine liquor section, Sweet Spirits. And that's where it stayed, and nobody ever thought of looking there.
Well, of course not.
I never thought of looking for Sweet Spirits there.
Well, I don't know, Kenny. Maybe if they're out there looking at the bookstores, and maybe they need to go to the wine section again for this book. Who knows?
No, I think this one will not end in the...
No, with that title, I think it'd be in the clock section.
God knows. God knows. Only you and I and God.
Kenny, you've been on all these entertainers, all these talk show hosts, Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin, all of them. Have you ever talked to one of them on the other side?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, you got to tell me about it.
Well, let's see. I think I made the contact most important with Mike Douglas.
And how is he doing?
He's doing wonderful. Of course, Mike...
He always seemed like a straight-laced, down-to-earth fellow.
He didn't believe in the psychic world. And my buddy and best friend, who I saved his life through spirit, the prince of comedy, Flip Wilson.
Yeah.
Flip got me on the show. And when I was on and Mike introduced me, he was very cold about it. And I sat down. And he said, who do you hear from on the other side? And this was my very first moments with him. And I said, well, I heard from your mother not too long ago. And he kind of looked at me and became very, very serious. And he said, what did she say? And I said, she said, Michael. And the audience started to laugh. He said, please don't laugh. That's what she called me, Michael. And I gave him some message I don't recall right now.
Uh-huh.
And he uncrossed his legs. And he said, I'm sorry, but he started to cry. He said, but we're going to have to pause for a brief timeout.
Wow.
And then he had me on the show zillions of times afterwards. But, you know, it was just one of those things that...
That was one of those moments.
One of those charming, charming moments.
Mm-hmm. In television.
Happened, and I was so pleased because he was everything that you would expect a host to be, and a gentleman. He was, Mike was just absolutely wonderful.
Kenny, now you have to let us know when your next book comes out, okay?
Well, I hope to hear from you and talk to you long before that.
And we'll definitely do another show.
We absolutely will.
We always love having you on the air, Kenny.
God bless you. Good night, sweet spirit.
Kenny Kingston, For the Moment is the name of the book. An interesting read, 116. I said 118 pages earlier. 116 pages, but it's chock full of interesting things. For the Moment. And we're through with Kenny for the moment, and through with the show for the moment. Until next time, this is Jerry Pippin. Thank you for listening. Cheers.